Win stacks of cash by entering the 150K Crack the Code giveaway, brought to you by your local paper, now through July 14th. Look for the code on page A2. Then visit 150kgiveaway.com and submit your entry. You could win the grand prize of $100,000. Grab the paper every day. Get the code on page 2A and improve your chances to win tons of weekly cash prizes. Visit 150kgiveaway.com for details.
From the newsroom of the Oklahoman, I'm Ben Felder, and this is The Source. In Oklahoma, almost 4,000 people were officially counted as experiencing homelessness last year. One of the tools being used to decrease that number is the Governor's Interagency Council on Homelessness, which was created in 2004 by former Oklahoma Governor Brad Henry. The Oklahoman's Kayla Branch recently wrote about this council. And Kayla, first tell us what it's been around for a while, but what exactly is it?
Yeah, so I had the same kind of question when I first heard about this council. And basically what it is it's not a body that has tangible authority on the issue of homelessness. So it can't go to a service provider and say, you have to do this, or we're going to use funding to do this thing. It's really more of a forum for different service providers, nonprofit organizations, faith-based community groups, and government agencies to come together and talk about what they're each individually doing and how they can work together and collaborate to use the resources and services that they all already have to end homelessness in the state.
Is there a sense from those who participate that this is a useful group?
That's what they've said. You know, they say that collaboration is one of the biggest tools that they have. And just from some of the reporting that I've done on several different issues of poverty, like child welfare or healthcare in general, one of the biggest issues that these folks will tell me that they have is a lack of collaboration. They say, you know, we are siloed. We don't have data sharing. I don't know what this provider is giving to my patient because, you know, we don't talk. Mm-hmm. And they cite that is one of the biggest barriers to providing good service to folks. And so I think from what I've heard from different people in different communities and then some of the people that were quoted in this story that, yes, even though it doesn't have that real authority or a lot of money to go out and make changes, having everybody in the same room talking about what they're all doing is really helpful.
So it's existed for about 15 years, and Governor Stitt recently signed an executive order to continue it. So nothing, you know, shocking that he would continue the program. But have you gotten a sense of what the Stitt administration's role or effort will look like when it comes to combating homelessness or poverty?
Yeah, so there's an interesting answer to that question. When Governor Mary Fallon was in office, they said that there wasn't a huge amount of work between the two, that they were still giving an annual report to her office, but it was a little bit of a slow communication between the two. But they're really excited with Governor Stitt, and because he's talked about wanting to make Oklahoma a top 10 state, and they're hoping that that includes areas like substance abuse treatment, mental health treatment, and especially, most importantly, affordable housing. So there are a lot of initiatives I know that they're working on right now to try and up the amount of affordable housing in Oklahoma, and they're writing grants and different proposals to the Stitt administration to hope that in the future there will be, you know, policies in place to help that happen.
Yeah, and producing a report on homelessness for the governor is a worthwhile activity in and of itself, I suppose. But I would imagine that with this new Governor Stitt, who has said that, you know, he really wants to review the efficiency of everything, you know, under his umbrella. And so I would think that if he's going to continue this task force, that there's at least an idea on his mind that, you know, this is going to continue to produce some fruit.
Right. And, you know, all of the folks who serve on the task force, the council, they're all volunteers. I mean, a lot of them are leaders in their respective agencies that they come from. And they come from a lot of different places. So whether it's education, veterans affairs, mental health, substance abuse, commerce, you know, all these different areas, because it really is an expansive problem. You know, homelessness isn't just caused by one thing. And so they're really big believers in that we all are going to have to come together and communicate on these things, and they're not doing it with, you know, a lot of state funding or anything like that. It's just people volunteering their time.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to follow along and see what kind of work they do here moving forward. So,
definitely.
Kayla, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.